Hi, good
I hope
morning.
Your day's better than mine.
I hope so, too.
I'm here with Julia Cronin, who is the curator of Turtle Bay. Her running mate, Seth, is sick today.
Yeah, talk about, you know, things that happen. I got out of the shower and got a text, and, you know, everyone's kids have colds, so he has a cold now, too.
Oh, how would you like to be a preschool teacher?
No,
or
thank you.
A kindergarten teacher.
I did education for 5 years at Turtle Bay.
Oh, okay.
My first 5 years, and I caught everything until I learned not to let children touch me.
don't touch me.
And I, you know, you want to hug everybody, right? You
want to give
everybody
a little, but that's hard because,
you know,
especially little kids.
Yeah, they want to run up and put their arms around your legs, and or they've seen you a couple times, which is great. And then I had a mentor who was a classroom teacher who said, Don't touch children. Don't let them touch you. And wash your hands all the time. And she was not wrong.
You got early training on COVID.
I did.
On COVID.
Yes.
That's right. The exhibition you have.
The
Marine Corps art. It is, first of all, it is a fantastic exhibit. And your display of it. It's so good.
Well, thank you.
It really is.
Well, and I really appreciate that coming from you. Obviously, you're the person who told us about it, and we hooked up with the organization, the foundation, and we're extremely fortunate.
It's Marine Corps Historical Foundation.
It's the national. Different name, but yeah, it'll come to me at some point. And they are circulating this exhibition, which is from the National Museum of the Marine Corps.
Right. In Quantico.
A lot of people don't know that there's a museum there. A lot of people don't know that museum has an art collection.
Oh.
And the art is all combat art. It's not, they're not soliciting art from artists who happen to be painting about the Marines. These are Marines or civilians who are embedded with the Marines for some reason.
Right.
Making art. That's their one of their mandates. And so we have these 36 pieces in our museum right now, which is bringing folks in who might not necessarily come to see an art exhibition because they maybe don't think they were supposed to come see an art exhibition, and which is great because then they're also seeing our West Coast Biennial at the same time.
Oh, yeah.
And also, we just opened a new exhibition last Saturday, Treehouses, which is a forestry-oriented exhibition.
Oh, I got to drop down and see that.
It's for children. It's wonderful. It's, well, adults, obviously. But it's kid-oriented, talking about how we all live in treehouses. So it talks about animals, and it talks about trees, but it also talks about how humans use the forest. And it's very much goes along with our mission and Paul Bunyan's forest camp and talking about the local forest industry.
Do you have Tarzan in there?
Not that I've seen, but, you know, he's sneaky. He could be there.
Well, you know, he lived up in the trees.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. And all of the animals that they talk about are North American animals, too. So it's not it's very much a North American
experience. If you ever follow the Tarzan movies, he starts out in this little – he just lives up in a tree. And then Jane comes. He has his next movie. He's got a little hut in there. By the time the series had gone in, they have, like, a house in the trees with things moving, water and everything. It's
because women are a civilizing force.
That's why I live under a rock.
Civilizing men. Okay, so tell us, you know, when I saw the exhibit from the Marine Corps, I realized I'd been in several of those places.
Mm-hmm.
And but the one piece of art, and it was painted by the guy that came out with it, Charlie Groh, was the Desert Storm battle. And you could see the oil fields on fire, and you could see how dark it was. And you try to tell people that it was so dark that people were using flashlights in there. And because of not just the smoke, but it was raining.
Right, and it's like basically blocking out the sun.
Yeah, it did.
Yeah, and I think a lot of people are surprised to see. First of all, a lot of folks were like, well, we thought it was going to be like World War II in Vietnam. And we said, no, it's post-75. It's the quote-unquote modern era. You know, to think of Vietnam as being historic is kind of weird.
Well,
but it is.
They're all my age.
Yeah, exactly. And so a lot of the folks that came in from the vet's home were like, well, I was a Vietnam vet. Or, you know, so they were accepting of it. But some other folks were curious. And we said, well, look at the giant mandate. I mean, there's you know, art of people in Norway working. It's not just about specific battles that people know about.
Yeah.
It's about the whole picture of the Marines and also how the toll that it takes on those folks. One of Charlie's pieces is his granddaughter looking for her father to come through the door, and he's not coming home.
Yeah.
Because his son-in-law died in combat. So that's, it's, you know, it starts talking about sort of the mission and works its way through, and then with the price, which is really important for people to see, I think. And the art is beautiful. It is, we would not have done this if it was just like
crayons.
Poster art. No, crayons are fine. Posters you could buy at the store,
right,
of specific things. This is fine art, and I know that they were having a hard time getting it into museums other than military museums or presidential libraries and things like that, because people are reluctant because they maybe think it isn't fine art. What it is, fine art. So if you're just looking to come see some fine art and don't necessarily have any connection with the military, you can come and really enjoy the show. We do have people coming for biennial who are wandering over to that side as well and going, oh, wow, this is fantastic. And I'm really fortunate. I got to put a piece of history in there, too. So,
people
in our community
from a local
might remember Jane and Bob Korn. Now, they're not from Reading. Jane grew up in Long Beach. Turns out she went to high school with my grandmother. And then they both went to Berkeley, where she met Bob, and my grandmother met my grandfather, and they went off to their separate ways. When Bob joined the Navy, she joined the Marines. In the second wave of women who went into the women's reserves that was founded right at the beginning. And she ended up as an air traffic control tower operator down in Mojave. And when they moved to Reading, she brought her enthusiasm and ability to organize and all that to Reading. And ended up, you know, steeped in everything. They helped start the country club. They did all these things. And she didn't pursue a career path. Mm-hmm. Instead, she chose to raise her children, but also to get involved in the community. And there wouldn't be a Turtle Bay if it wasn't for people like Jane, because she was on the original Civic Arts Commission that actually got the museums going.
Wow.
So that debt of gratitude to her for doing that. And I connected with her children and got more memorabilia and information about her. And she donated those uniforms that you'll see on exhibit to the museum in 1974. And so then we got some other stuff from the kids. And just having that personal historical connection to Reading. I mean, we have other Marine items in the collection from other Marines. But when Lynn Azell, who was here from the Marine Corps Foundation, who is the curator emeritus and former director of their museum, found out we had a woman Marine and so much of her stuff, and we could tell the story of the women's reserves and how important it was in World War II, because they started out thinking, okay, these women, they're going to be secretaries, they're going to be cooks. They ended up being aircraft maintenance people and running stuff and building things and flying things and doing hundreds more jobs than anybody thought was possible.
Well, it was once they found out the abilities of these women, that, and also it freed up.
They freed up men to go to the front lines.
And that was the bottom line on it. But it's amazing. Her uniforms, including her utilities.
I love her utility uniforms.
We call them utility uniforms. Mm-hmm. We always have, at least as long as I can remember. And so the women's utilities were, of course, different than men's.
Okay.
Then it showed how they, you know, how the all of her, it showed her dress uniform. Well, they showed her alphas, which
her winter dress
her summer
dress.
That's the one you use for it's not your dress blue uniform or anything like that, but it's the one we wear on day to day. You know, with the blouse and the infantryman skirts, but it's made of wool.
In her case, she would have been wearing shoes with heels and bows on the front too.
Yes,
and they
They were issued everything from the skin out.
Yep.
So. But it's a really interesting story. You can read about it right there.
Mm-hmm.
See photos and all this. And on the night we went, of course, was the opening. And her family, many members of her family were there,
And nobody lives in town now. They all came from out of town.
Wow.
To be here. And family friends who were in town. So there were about 25 people there. They were there specifically for her.
She had a big impact on a lot
of
people.
She really did. And so did her husband, Bob, who worked in the timber industry here. And people were like, oh, yeah, I used to golf with Bob. So, you know, they had a legacy that people remembered.
Yeah.
People who didn't even know that was part of the show. So we were really fortunate to get that exhibition. It runs through April 30th. As does our West Coast Biennial, which is, this is the seventh year that we've done the West Coast Biennial. And those are both in the Exploration Hall, so we have nice quiet art versus the very loud tree houses, which is so much fun next door.
Well, look, let's take a quick break here, because I want to come back and talk a little bit more about that exhibit and then the bicentennial, that you have sculptures in there, too.
Actually, only one this year.
Just one?
Yeah. This year, we only have one sculpture.
In the Marine?
Oh, in the Marine Corps, we have two.
Yeah.
And then we have one in Biennial.
Okay. See, this portion of the show brought to you by Cornerstone Community Bank. Cornerstone Community Bank has been in the business for over 15 years. They have been moving local dreams forward for the whole time. They have four branches, one in Anderson on Ventura, one in Red Bluff on Riverside, and two right here in town, one 1845 California Street, right down the street from us, and the main branch at 192 Hartnell Avenue in the Copplestone Shopping Center. Learn more at bankcornerstone.com. We've done business with Cornerstone Bank for several years. I'm very, very pleased with them. We'll be right back with Julia Cronin, curator of Turtle Bay.
I'm Tracy Edwards, CEO of the Redding Rancheria. Giving back to our local community is a tradition that is firmly rooted in our history.
Jazzercise Redding Fitness Center would like to thank the Redding Rancheria for supporting small businesses in our community. With this grant, we were able to keep going so we could keep moving.
Pathways to Hope for Children would love to thank the Redding Rancheria. They've been involved with Camp Hope since 2012. Thank you from Pathways to Hope for Children to the Rancheria for all you do.
Redding Rancheria. Proud to play our part.
Thank you to all our amazing guests for voting us Best in the North State 2022 in multiple categories. We couldn't have done it without you. Voted Best Casino, Best Employer of over 500 employees, and Best Place to Dance for the 2022 Best of the North State Awards. Come down and join us for all the fun and exciting events and promotions we have going on in 2023. After 30 years, we're still the one. For more information on all upcoming events, see WinRiver.com.
Find your moment at Wind River Resort and Casino.
Alan Gordon, Coachmaster Collision. Although Coachmaster is recognized as the authority and specialist in frame and suspension, we are primarily your auto body and truck collision repair center. This includes all vehicles, Lexus, Honda, or pickup trucks. Our technicians are highly trained and have the most advanced equipment to ensure a complete and quality repair. With our knowledge and the insurance claim process, all we need is your claim number to handle your claim. Coachmaster has a great working relationship with all insurance companies. This ensures a complete repair with quality parts and a delay-free process. At Coachmaster, in our 50 years in business, we've experienced almost every situation imaginable in a claim. This experience and personal dedication to the repair of your vehicle sets Coachmaster apart from all other choices. And yes, if we can't fix it, no one can.
Learn more online at CoachmasterAutobody.com.
What does great pizza and ice-cold beer have in common? Charlie's Tap House and Mobile Catering, of course. Charlie's Pizza, pasta, and more made from scratch with old family recipes using only the finest ingredients. Charlie's will not disappoint when you bite into the bacon spicy Mambo Pizza. Get ready for an experience you won't find anywhere else. Call Charlie's today to book their patio for your next birthday, baby shower, anniversary, or any other private party. Remember, everything is homemade using secret family recipes. Be sure to try their famous Sundial Steak Salad with perfectly grilled steak tossed in their homemade tomato vinaigrette dressing. Charlie's Tap House, your ultimate beer experience. Charlie's Tap House rule number one, come for the homemade pizza, stay for the beer wall. Charlie's Tap House rule number two, never stay empty-handed. Charlie's Tap House and Mobile Catering in two locations, Anderson Outlets and in Redding at the corner of Shasta and East Streets. Charlie's Tap House for dine-in, takeout, or delivery. Ask about booking their patio for your next private event. Charlie's Tap House, bringing family and friends together.
I'm Tracy Edwards, CEO of the Redding Rancheria. Giving back to our local community is a tradition that is firmly rooted in our history.
Jazzercise Redding Fitness Center would like to thank the Redding Rancheria for supporting small businesses in our community. With this grant, we were able to keep going so we could keep moving.
Pathways to Hope for Children would love to thank the Redding Rancheria. They've been involved with Camp Hope since 2012. Thank you from Pathways to Hope for Children to the Rancheria for all you do.
Redding Rancheria, proud to play our part.
Back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios of KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio. This portion of the show brought to you by Four Winds Jewelry, 2225 Hilltop Drive, the only full-service jewelry store in Reading. A great selection of jewelry, super people down there, very fair prices. What else can I say? It's a local business. Stay local, buy local. Open Monday to Friday, 9:30 to 4. I'm here with Julia Cronin, who is a curator over at Turtle Bay Park, and we've been talking about the exhibits there, of course, that one of the Marine Corps art, combat art, by combat artists, that their job becomes, they have the regular jobs, but then they get a reassigned because they've shown ability to draw and paint very well. And they are embedded in military organizations, and they go out, get photos and sketches and all that. And then at the Marine Corps Museum back in Quantico, which is tells the history of the United States Marine Corps, it's also got a number of art pieces there.
Yeah, they have a collection of 9,000 pieces. Yeah.
Wow, I didn't know it was that big.
Yeah, well, the program sort of unofficially began in World War II. And then officially became the Combat Art Program in 1966.
Okay.
So that's actually an official program. So these Marines are Marines. They're doing Marine things, but they're also doing art. Or sometimes they're civilian contractors doing something mm-hmm. for the Marines, and they're also artists.
Yeah.
So some of them are recruited because they're artists, and some just they realize that they are artists while they're, hey, wait a minute, you're an artist.
You're really good.
You're really good.
Yeah, the one was a pilot. I mean, they come from all different walks of Marine Corps life. The sculptures you have there, one is a mule.
Yes.
And people, mules. Yeah, you know, the Marine Corps, and maybe the Army, still uses mules. And we have a mule packing mule operation school as part of the larger school in Bridgeport at the Mountain Warfare Training School there, and where Marines learn how to take care of a mule, harness it, pack it correctly, which is not real easy, and then use the mules. So we used them in Afghanistan.
Yes. When you have little mountain passes that you can't get a vehicle up, you need a mule.
Need a mule, and we do it. So there was that sculpture.
Yeah.
Sculpture. Now, the bicentennial.
Biennial.
Biennial. I'm sorry.
It's okay.
I keep saying bicentennial.
We don't do it every 200 years.
Yeah. Okay. Biennial. And what's in that one?
Okay. So the biennial is a competition that we run every other year. And we invite artists in California, Oregon, Washington, and Alaska, so it's the West Coast Biennial, to submit art pieces. We use an online platform. They submit their work. It has to be made within the last 3 years. It can't be exhibited at Turtle Bay at any time. It can be exhibited other places. It can win contests other places. It just can't have been at Turtle Bay. They submit their artwork to this online platform, and then every other year we get a different juror from California, Oregon, Washington. We always get somebody different. It's never us choosing the art. It's always a juror.
Oh, okay.
So this year we had Shelley Willis, who is, among other things, a major public art director down in Sacramento. Now she's gone into private practice consulting. But she's taught art. She's done every time it's a different person with a different background. So previously we've had curators and artists who were curators and art critics. And last time we had the LA Times art critic. Was great. So you get different people wanting to put their art in because they want to get noticed by these people also. So you get different people, a lot of local folks. In fact, a lot of local folks got into the show. And then that juror picks the pieces that are going to be in the exhibition, and then those get sent to us. And then they come on site the day of the opening, and they choose the winners.
Mm-hmm.
And then we don't know who's going to win until they tell us. And then we announce those during the opening event, which is how's traditionally always been on the cultural cruise, the big citywide cultural cruise at the end of January. And the juror gives a talk. And the artists get to talk to the juror and find out kind of like what pieces got chosen and things like that, which is fantastic. And we step out of that. That's not, we didn't choose them. We just, my art is literally hanging other people's art on the wall.
And you do a wonderful job, by the way.
My team is really good. And then it's great because not only do artists who maybe have never been exhibited before get a chance to be in a museum, we also get artists that are seasoned professionals. They get to converse with a juror. We also find artists for future shows that way, too. After the last biennial, we had two different artists hang in the Mosaic Gallery in the Sheraton, which we manage.
Yes.
And literally talked yesterday to one of the artists in the current show about showing in 2024 in there. So it's a way, because we're trying to keep that local. We're trying to keep that North State.
Yes, of course.
And it's, you know, we see all kinds of talent this way, and it's really great, and it's fun, and it's just, like, uplifting because people get to go in there and be inspired by brand-new artists and seasoned artists. And the best way right now to get in to see all of our exhibitions is to be a member, and it's Valentine's Day, as you mentioned at the top of the hour, and we are having a Valentine's Day sale. So you can get $10 off your membership.
Which, by the way, is one of the best deals ever going to get anywhere for $90 for a family of six.
Right, and it doesn't even have to be your family. It can be you and the other adult named on the card,
right.
And it can be any random four children.
Four children that you can just pick up in your neighborhood with their parents'
permission
and bring them down there. So now you can get that membership today for $80.
Right.
Okay. Now, there's another great deal, though. Thanks to RU.
Oh, yes. Every Thursday. Now, we used to have five.
I love watching my guests when I say something, their eyebrows rise and they go,
what?
What?
No. So we had, traditionally, we'd for years have had this thing we called Five and Dime Day, which was $5 off, or $5 kid admission, $10 adult admission, and it was on the 5th and 10th. Got confusing for people. It's like, when is it the 5th? When is it the 10th?
Yeah.
Now, every single Thursday, courtesy of Reading Electric Utility, you will get adults are $10 and kids are $5 regular admission to get into the park. That's, and then we had Senior Wednesdays, which wasn't quite as good a deal. We've wrapped that into Thursday also because it's a really great day, great time to get into the park. My suggestion, especially right now while the school year is ramping up, is to come in the afternoon if you want to have a quieter experience after the school kids are gone. Or if you want to get in there in the wonderful chaos of 9,000 school kids running through and see exactly what our impact is on
you. How many times do you get the kids coming through there?
All day, every day. It's great.
All day,
most of the day. We have programs every day, almost every day.
Wow.
And we have led programs like they come for a specific class or sometimes they come for free explore.
Okay.
So they might be going, and then seasonally different programs happen.
See, I didn't know you did that most every day. I knew you had, you know, days out there. Okay. So, everybody, a much better deal is to buy the family membership for $80 today for the whole year. Now, that's a year from the day they buy it. So it goes till next February
13th. And you get 10% discounts on merchandise and the Mosaic and Branch House and then 20% off plants.
You get 10% at dinner at the Mosaic?
Yeah.
Now, see, why didn't I know that?
Just show them your membership card.
Why didn't I know that? And because that's a great place to eat.
It really is.
Okay. So, and then on every Thursday.
Every Thursday.
It's half price.
Yes. And if you come in, you're thinking, oh, you know, I don't know if I want to be a member. You can come in, pay admission, decide to upgrade to a membership before you leave, and that admission that day will be applied to your membership.
Great.
And also you can test drive a membership by checking it out at the library.
You know what? Thank you very much, because one of my people, somebody told me that and said, you know, if they've got a membership card over there.
I think there's more than one now. They're sponsored by local people.
Okay. Yeah. And then you can go over and check out a card, go see Turtle Bay, and say, oh, okay. Return the card.
And you get a discount also on your membership if you use the Try It membership from the library. And if you decide to buy a membership.
Does that also get you the 10% off at Mosaic?
That does not get you the 10% off at Mosaic, no.
Good thought, though.
That's a good question.
I was
going to
say, man, look at this. I'll go check out all four of them or however many they have at the library.
And take people to dinner. Is
that
it? Okay.
Got it.
Nope, sorry.
Yeah, no, that's a that's
we'll
a
take you there one
we'll,
day.
Yeah.
Okay.
Just
is that 10% off the person or 10% off the whole dinner?
I'm not sure.
We'll
that's
find
a good
out.
Question.
We'll
you know what? If you go online and you look at our membership perks, it'll tell you exactly what you get for your membership. And we're a reciprocal Association of Science and Technology Centers museum. So you can go to museums all over the country and get
like
discounts.
Like the Smithsonian?
No, the Smithsonian's free anyway.
That's your, oh, yeah, that's
that's
right.
Your tax dollars at work, sir.
Oh, yeah. Well, you know what? And there's tax dollars. I have no problem going to someplace because when Linda and I get the opportunity to go back to D.C., which we may do in June, you can't, you know, you got to give yourselves a week just to look at the Smithsonian. And if nothing else, see those exhibits.
I think people don't realize how many museums there are on the mall.
Oh, my gosh. You know, everything from cartoons, which is not right on the mall. It's one street over, to spy museums, to, of course, the Holocaust Museum, Native American Museum, Air and Space. I mean, they've just got...
Well, spy museums is a separate museum that actually charges admission.
Yeah, that has nothing to do with
don't run back to the Smithsonian expecting to get free admission
to
spy museum.
Now, there are, like I said, those are different types of...
Right. There's hundreds of museums all within a very tight space.
Yes. Now, going back to the Marine Corps art exhibition, if you haven't seen it yet, please go on down there and take a look. And it's from
1975 to 2018.
Okay. And yet, Desert Storm was in there.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, what am I thinking? Okay, I got it. I just lost 15 years, just like that. Okay, 75. Okay, and so Afghanistan, Somalia, Iraq, Desert Storm, and plus the heartfelt pictures not pictures, but paintings of a child done by Charlie waiting. Kind of looking out, waiting for Dad to come home.
Who isn't coming home.
He wasn't coming home.
And just the heartbreak on people's faces in general about having to do what they do.
The flag-covered coffins.
Yes.
Yes.
Yes. And, that's...
Kind of brings it home that there's more to it than just blues.
Yes. And we are going to be doing an after-hours adult night, adult 21 and up night on April 21st. So for those of you who came... Last year, when we did King Tut and Pterosaurs After Hours, we're going to be doing an After Hours on the 21st of April, which is, you know, a few days before the show closes, so people can come in and experience all three of those exhibitions without kids. You're also going to be able to buy wonderful mosaic cocktails and eat food as well, and just have a nice adult night.
That's great.
We'll have crafts out for people to do.
We will be talking about that a couple times before then.
But put that on your calendar.
Put it on April 21st.
April 21st.
Sorry. You can go to it because you're an adult, but you can't drink.
It's okay.
That's okay.
Now you have to be over 21 to get in.
Oh, you have
to. While we're carding, yes. Because we're not.
It's serious.
It's
sorry,
serious.
Buddy.
It's serious.
Yeah. Sorry.
No dogs, no kids.
Julia Cronin, thank you.
Thank you
so much for being with us today. I hope Seth feels better.
Oh, I know.
You know what? You do such a wonderful job there. And, you know, and thanks for the, you know, thanks for the little shout out that, you know, I reached out. But when I saw that, I could think of no better place than Shasta County, the
absolutely.
North State, to have an exhibition. And so only thing I did was I called them to see where it was, and then I called you, and that was the last phone call I made. And
well,
then you two worked
figured
it out,
but it wasn't going to happen because of their schedule and our schedule didn't work. And then actually COVID is the only good thing that came out of COVID was that we were able to get the exhibition because another venue couldn't do it at the time they were going to do it.
Yeah. Well, I'm just really happy it's up here.
Yeah.
And I just encourage people not just to see that, of course, but then to see the tree houses.
Come see our animals and our
biennial plant. And the biennial art exhibition. Okay. Well, thank you very much.
Thank you so much.
We're going to take a quick break and we're going to be right back. And I've got like six things to talk about.
Yeah. CastaBeam is happy to announce that we have finally added 10 gigabits of new bandwidth services for our North State customers. Hi folks, this is Andy Main from CastaBeam Wireless Internet bringing you news about our upgraded internet services. It took some time, but these new higher speeds mean you can work, study, and stream at home without the problems of slow internet. And these redundant services are faster, more reliable, and fulfilling our promise to deliver better internet every day. And right now, new customers get installed for free. That's right. Free installation services mean you can try it for free, and if you're not satisfied, you don't pay. That's a savings of over $700 compared to some of our competitors' startup costs. And there are no data caps or long-term contracts. All of our services come with a 14-day money-back guarantee. Call ShastaBeam today and ask for our free installation services. This is Andy Main, thanking you for your business, and don't worry, we'll keep the internet on for you.
Years ago, Simpson University began with a promise to be the gateway to world service. 30 years ago, we moved to Reading with a promise to serve the North State, graduating professionals who live and serve our growing community. Building on our foundational promise to educate ministers and missionaries, Simpson University now offers over 20 degree programs. Learn more about Reading's hometown university at simpsonu.edu.
The City of Reading cares about clean, affordable transportation. Reading Electric Utilities' new income-qualified electric vehicle voucher program reduces the purchase or lease price on eligible new or used electric vehicles by $3,000. Fuel prices are on the rise, but RU rates remain low. EV drivers pay the equivalent of about $1.10 per gallon versus the paid price at the pump by gas vehicle drivers. Find out if you qualify at cityofreading.org/rebate and enjoy fuel savings in an EV that fits your lifestyle. Funding is limited, so don't wait. Apply now.
At Premier Oil Change, you can be assured that our highly trained staff will take great care of you and your vehicle. From your air pressure to your windshield wipers and everything in between, we make it easy for you with our quick, convenient drive-through service. No appointment necessary, you just drive right in. We also perform our comprehensive 30-point certified service. You get to enjoy a free beverage with free Wi-Fi and earn points towards free products and services with Premier Rewards. Use Premier Services to maintain your new car warranty. Now that is a win-win. Drive in today. Learn more at PremierOilChange.com or visit us in Palisadro, located in a Holiday Market shopping center, or in Reading on Lake Boulevard next to Waterworks Park, or in Anderson across from Round Table Pizza. All three locations, you get a free car wash with every oil change. Premier Oil Change, home of the friendly oil change.
Premier, your friendly oil change. Premier, your friendly oil change.
Founded in 1995, GI Pathology is the only physician-owned laboratory in the United States dedicated solely to the practice of gastrointestinal and liver pathology. The company provides the highest quality GI pathology diagnosis made exclusively by one of our fellowship-trained gastrointestinal and liver pathologists. GI Pathology delivers results to its Northern California client base within an industry-leading 24 hours. Call 888-2-GI-PATH or go to www.gipath.com for more information.
Hey, welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios of KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio with Carl and Linda Bob. It's Tuesday. Linda's on assignment. Today's Valentine's Day. And this portion of the show is brought to you by Quick and Clean Car Wash. How about this for a Valentine's Day present? Take your significant other's car or truck down to Quick and Clean Car Wash on the corner of Market and Eureka Way and get it washed. How about that? Or even after that, buy 5 car wash coupons and you get 1 free, or buy 10 and you get 3 free. What a great Valentine's Day present for your significant other. And every time that, you know, once the rain stops, if it ever stops, you can...
It's a Valentine's Day ad.
Ooh. Yeah. Anyway, Quick and Clean Car Wash. The corner of Market and Eureka Way, right next to Dutch Bros. I'm going to start closer and then work my way out on what's happening here around here. The good news, let's start with good news. The North State snow levels more than twice that of 2022. Well, but I thought 2022 was not that good. But people seem to think that this is going to look really good. Snow levels on Mount Shasta. In fact, Linda's going to go skiing there Wednesday with her girlfriends. She hasn't been skiing in a long time. So she may end up on the bunny slope. Do you ski? Do you ever ski?
I went snowboarding once in middle school.
Oh, okay. See, snowboarding.
I've never skied. I guess you're asking about skiing. I mean, like, snow events and stuff.
Well, but snowboarding.
It's the same.
There were, when I lived in, well, I don't know about the United States, but there were places in Europe when I was skiing there. Mm-hmm. No, I wasn't on the Olympic team or anything. It's just because I was working in Europe.
Yeah.
And was able to go to some really, really good ski areas there. One that you could, had the room, and you could do this. I did this also in Colorado, I think, not Telluride. But you stay in a... you stay in a place,
yeah,
and then you put your skis on, and you just ski down to one of the chairlifts.
That's pretty
so,
neat.
Oh, that is. That's cool. And when you're finished for the day and you come back, you just park your stuff there.
Yeah.
But some of them were not let snowboards on the slopes
really?
Because they move differently.
Yeah.
And that's, you know, when snowboarding, and it's dating myself here, snowboarding started and people were really catching on to it. But, some of the runs, no snowboards. So anyway, but, snowfall measurements taken this month in southern Siskiyou County, Mount Shasta, has received 145% of historical average. So it's historical average there, not just regular. Lassen is also well above normal, and this is really going to be good for our reservoirs and natural uses for the fire and recovery from the fires. Helen Lake in the park was 148 inches, or just over 12 feet, and it was 96 inches last year. We're seeing quite a lot of people coming up for skiing, snowshoeing, or just playing in the snow and around Lassen. In Mount Shasta, the average depth was 94 inches, and that compares to an average snow depth of 34 inches in early February last year. Whoa. Okay. Good news.
That's cool.
Yeah.
That's solid.
Yep. Bad news. I tell you what, I'm gonna go bad news, and then after the break, go back to good news.
Good.
Experts are saying that the California electrical grid system is going to face collapse as leaders push renewables and electric vehicles, experts say. The burden to the consumer is going to be ridiculous. And right now, the state's grid, which is still mainly powered by fossil fuels, natural gas, is undergoing a major shift from natural gas and coal power to renewable power, as we all know. And 19% of all the cars sold last year in California were electric cars.
19%?
19%. In 2021, the most recent year with data, wind and solar accounted for about 25% of total electricity generated in California, while natural gas accounted for more than 50% of in-state electricity generation. And 19% of new car sales in California were zero-emission vehicles. Now, see, that's not true.
There's
you can't call them zero-emission.
Yeah.
Because, yes, it's an electric car. It's a battery. Mm-hmm. Right, but what's it take
to build the battery together?
Yes, yep. And so the amount of emissions and tons of millions of tons of earth moved. You want to get into the labor side of it, labor and all this. I mean, see, people say when it's zero emission, that's just not true. The vehicle itself may be zero emission, but when you plug it in, the power's got to come from someplace.
Well, yeah,
and 50% of the power right now comes from
fossil fuels.
Now, with under all these grandiose plans California has made about making this new cars after 2035 can be
Gas.
Yeah. Thank you. Gas powered. It all got to be electric. Now, used cars are going to be around for a while, but mm-hmm. give them a chance, and they're going to, you know, phase those out too. There's instability in the grid, experts. And the guy's name, Edward Ring, a senior fellow, with the, and co-founder of the California Policy Center. They're going to have to build an outrageous amount of wind and solar in a very short time if they want to accomplish the objectives of electrifying our whole transportation sector and whole home heating and cooling and residential sector. That's why they passed that law that said, even if a local entity like Shasta County mm-hmm. that turned down the wind farm, that's why the wind farm people have come back again wanting to build in the same spot. Yeah. And they think they've got a real chance this time. Why? Because the state has overridden any mm-hmm. local problems with a wind farm or a solar farm. It's going to be interesting.
Weren't there solar farms that were like frying birds?
Oh, yeah. Well, you don't even want to get into the wind farms and how many birds they kill. Birds, bats, endangered. I think a condor's been hit. eagles, everything.
Yeah.
But see, they are not held responsible for it. If I went out.
It's the bird's fault.
And if I went
stupid
out.
Stupid birds.
Yeah. If I went out and shot a hawk by accident. Oh, no. No. I could go to jail for that. Of course, shooting a hawk by accident.
If
you can do it by accident, really. I mean,
well,
you really
it's,
have
it's,
to.
It's the gun. It's not the person.
That's right. My gun killed. My gun killed that hawk. No. It's not. You know, it couldn't have been shot without you. Thank you.
Double standard.
Oh, okay. An energy alert. Emergency alert 3 is the highest alert at one point in early September, saying residents should maximize conservation and expect rotating outages. And a flex alert for more than 7 consecutive days. That's when they said don't charge your electric vehicles during peak hours. Do it in the evenings. Okay. Got to take a quick break, and we'll be right back after these messages. This portion of the show brought to you by Maxwell Insurance and Financial. All your insurance and financial needs under one roof. And thanks to Judy Maxwell, we had all those animals, great animals in there. I put it on Facebook. Got a lot of comments. It's probably my one and only chance to ever hold a red Australian kangaroo. And you got a chance to pet it. And one thing you noticed was the tail was extremely heavy because they use it for balance when they're jumping. Anyway, Maxwell Insurance Financial, but besides that, they are the people to go to if you've got any questions on your retirement plans, your 401s. If you give Judy a call at 530-221-0441, you get a free review and evaluation. They're located at 1378 Hilltop Drive, and they've been helping families, seniors, veterans, and business owners since 1993. We'll be right back.
At Shasta Regional Medical Center, we're specialists in emergency care with the experience and training to deliver expert diagnosis and treatment to all emergency patients. Shasta Regional Medical Center is certified as an advanced primary stroke facility and is one of the nation's 50 top cardiovascular hospitals and is a fully accredited chest pain center. In an emergency when every minute has meaning and every second counts, choose Shasta Regional Medical Center, your choice for emergency care. Shasta Regional Medical Center, caring for our community when minutes matter.
100 years ago, Simpson University began with a promise to be the gateway to world service. 30 years ago, we moved to Reading with a promise to serve the North State, graduating professionals who live and serve our growing community. Today, Simpson University continues to provide a Christ-centered education, graduating students with mature and infectious faith, critical competence, and a ready spirit to thrive as servant leaders around the world and at our backyard. Learn more about Reading's hometown university at simpsonu.edu.
This is Judy Maxwell. Life can happen in an instant. Sometimes you plan for it, like retirement or taking care of your family. Sometimes it's a surprise, like a winter storm with home or property damage. Sometimes it may be an unexpected accident or illness or even a premature death. Whatever life throws at you, you'll wish you had gotten the right insurance when you had the chance. That's where Maxwell Insurance can help. For more than a quarter century, we've been serving the North State because it's our home too. Give us a call at 221-0441 to let us help you review your policies and prepare you for whatever your future holds. Maxwell Insurance, 1378 Hilltop Drive, 221-0441.
Here's a little jingle from the Thule Kids.
You can play it, you can pause it, you can skip it, you can stop it with a hop. When the hopper takes over your commercial, the hop with the hop. Where the apps are the coolest and the music is the smoothest with the hop. All the cats and chicks can get their kids with the hop. Let's go!
Thank you for calling B&T Satellite at 241-3474. That's 241-DISH.
Hi, this is Doug Tooley. Are you missing Newsmax? Call me because I make TV easy and I can get it back for you. My phone number is 241-3474. In case you didn't hear that, that's 530-241-3474. Or visit us at 1007 Dana Drive, Redding, California. Check us out on the internet at btsatellite.com. Shasta County's only DISH Premier retailer. Restrictions apply. Call for details.
When Black Bear Diner first opened, they filled the largest platters they could find. Not much has changed. Their legacy of huge portions continues today. And they've just introduced new diner deals. 6 new dinner combos and new homestyle side choices. Baby back ribs and tri-tip, chicken strips and tri-tip, chicken Alfredo, chicken and pesto, ribs and shrimp, and cod and shrimp. There is always plenty for your paws at Black Bear Diner at 2605 Hilltop Drive or order online at blackbeardiner.com.
Black Bear Diner.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios of KCNR, 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio. Mount Shasta Springwater is bringing us our supply of water and coffee and goodies that we have here. They're a great business, great local business. We've been with Mount Shasta Springwater, both at our home and here, since the day the station opened. So it's been a wonderful relationship. They are great people. Everything comes in on time. What do you have here? And we have a bunch of, you know, like peanuts. I never think about peanuts unless there's no peanuts in there. Okay, where are the peanuts? Okay, Michigan State University, there was a shooting there last night. Two students killed. The third person that died was the shooter himself committing suicide, five wounded. And there's no contact with the campus. They've identified the guy.
Yeah.
But there's no relationship with the school.
He just wanted to do it.
It looks like it.
That's terrible.
So, this congresswoman had an interesting statement. She didn't say guns. She said, "What's going on with our society?"
Well, that's always been my thought.
It's you take a look at Chicago, yeah. Baltimore, a lot of these big cities. There's shootings every weekend, and we're not talking one or two. We're talking 15, 16 every weekend. There is a breakdown in the fabric of society, mm-hmm. which seems to allow this to happen, that, oh my goodness, isn't that terrible? Let's take the guns away from them. You're not going to take guns away from criminals. We all know that. But what is it? Is it a breakdown in the family structure in these inner cities and other places? A kid at Parkland. I mean, he goes on a shooting spree in his high school. What is it? I mean, that I mean, he just wasn't going to school one day like Liam, and going to school, going to his classes, go home, takes a gun, and walks back into school the next day and starts shooting.
I just don't.
It's not like that.
I don't even understand. We're like the only westernized, really westernized, not third world country that has this problem.
Well,
It's true and not true.
Yeah.
But I mean,
but not to the. But we have
a culture problem.
We have a culture problem. Yeah. Thank you. You know, it's a culture problem where people are doing this, and you know, they may never even find out why he did it. When he killed himself, why did he go there?
Yeah.
And what caused it? Are you going to find something that is, you know, some kind of really esoteric small thing that linked him to this? A shooting at a business. You kind of can understand that.
Mm-hmm.
You know, somebody's been fired. And they feel like it's, you know, I mean, but even then,
no.
To pick up a gun and go shoot people is so wrong. And then you see things like this South Carolina lawyer who's been accused of in his trial. You can't miss, you know, oh, watch the trial live. I don't want to watch the trial live. Accused of killing his wife and son.
Oh, wow.
Where does it say that? Where is that right? And I'm not saying he did it, but obviously there's enough evidence to at least bring him to trial.
Yeah, yeah.
Where people would do this. Anyway, okay, now, some 25 interesting facts about Valentine's Day. I'm not going to give you all of them. If you're in the market for a store-bought Valentine in the mid-19th century, you had a couple of cheap pieces of paper with a rhyme or two. And that led 20-year-old Esther Holland spotted an opportunity. Hmm. Her family owned a stationery store, and she knew the fancier Valentines were available in England, hypothesizing that American customers might be equally interested in upscale greeting cards. She sold her, she started making intricate designs and lace detail. She sold her creation for a whopping 75 cents, which is like $100 today. Despite the price, her cards were a hit, and she soon hired help and expanded her business, become the very successful New England Valentine Company. The first heart-shaped chocolate boxes appeared in 1861. The chocolate company Cadbury had an innovative idea to offer their chocolates in a heart-shaped box in 1861. Not only would they get the candy, they'd have a reusable box for later on. The new boxes were a hit. Unfortunately, the brand had not patented the idea, and the design was soon imitated by any chocolate maker with a head for business. The Victorians used to send rude cards on Valentine's Day. And they can be a perfect way to tell someone how you feel, and those feelings didn't have to be positive.
A day about honesty.
They said the Victorians delighted, it seems, in sending nasty anonymous notes that criticized anyone from unwanted suitors to acquaintances and family members with unattractive shortcomings. These notes were appropriately named Vinegar Valentines and went something like this. Here's a pretty cool reception. At least you'll say there's no deception. It says as plain as it can say, old fellow, you best stop away. I have no idea what it means. Okay, Valentine's Day started, of course, they're saying it started in Roman times, that it used to be a part of a feast of Lupercalia. And it was, good thing we got a minute left here, because roses were not involved. In fact, the multi-day affair, participants were drunk, they were naked, said Colorado University Boulder historian Neil Linsky. Do we mention that the men also sacrificed goats and dogs, then slapped women with the hides? This practice was supposed to aid fertility. I'm just try that today. Yeah. Okay. And then they're trying to figure out who was Saint Valentine's, and even the church is not sure. But the Catholic Church took Saint Valentine off the general Roman calendar back in 1969, though it continues to recognize him as a saint. It's more than up for lovers. He is also the patron saint of beekeepers, fainting, travelers, and people with epilepsy. So there. All right, we're going to take a break for hopefully the news, and if not, we'll be right back after these messages.
Take a load for free. Take a load off. Picked up my bag. I went looking for a place to hide.
PCNR, Shasta, Redding.
News this hour from townhall.com. I'm Rich Thomason. Well, maybe we'll soon find out a bit more about three of the four airborne objects recently shot down by the U.S. military. Senators getting a closed-door briefing today. We'll see what, if anything, they might have to say once the briefing is over. He was not a student, and he was not a Michigan State University employee. Police say they have no idea why. 43-year-old Anthony McRae opened fire on campus in East Lansing last night, killing three students, wounding five others, before he took his own life. A U-Haul driver's rampage through the streets of Brooklyn, New York, for close to an hour yesterday, left one person dead, eight others injured, before police put a stop to it.
Police calling it a deadly rampage, not terrorism. The suspect identified as Wang Soar by his son, Stephen Soar, who tells the Associated Press his father is mentally ill.
He has a history of just going out of control. Like, he has a mental disorder, I guess you would say.
The 62-year-old who once stabbed his brother has a record. The deadly spree took place in the morning. Witness Catherine Aranova says she saw a delivery person on an e-bike get run over and dragged by the U-Haul. A 44-year-old was killed and eight other men injured, including one police officer. Julie Walker, New York.
The government's latest consumer price report is out this morning, and the Heritage Foundation's Joel Griffith says that, yes, we still have a problem.
Inflation is tracking nearly three times the Fed's target rate of 2%. That core rate, which excludes those volatile items like energy, is still well in excess of 5% year over year.
Nikki Haley has jumped into the race for the Republican presidential nomination, joining former President Trump in that pursuit. Former South Carolina governor once worked for Mr. Trump as the United States ambassador to the U.N. Wall Street, the Dow's down 217 points, NASDAQ off 29. More on these stories at townhall.com.
From the creators of I Can Only Imagine comes Jesus Revolution.
If you look a little deeper, if you look with love, you'll see an entire generation searching for all the right things, just in all the wrong places.
Based on a true revolution.
You're going to need a bigger church.
Jesus Revolution. Rated PG-13. Some material may be inappropriate for children under 13. See it early February 22nd. In theaters everywhere beginning February 24th. Go to JesusRevolution.movie.
America is giving away its inventions and technology to China.
The Chinese Communist Party intends to surpass us and to be the world leader in innovative technology.
The shocking new movie, Innovation Race, exposes the potential Chinese takeover of 5G and the Internet, threatening America's economic and military security.
Dominating technology means you dominate the world itself.
Watch the movie, Innovation Race, now on demand or DVD at SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
20 people have been killed in a head-on collision of a bus and a van on a busy thoroughfare in South Africa.
Recovery operations are underway on a major road in South Africa's northern province, Limpopo, as emergency workers clear the scene of a horrific collision. Officials say the cause of the crash is as yet unknown, but there have been heavy rains in the area. The bus is said to have rolled off a bridge into a river below, landing on its side around 8 p.m. on Monday.
The BBC's Phumza Fulani. NATO Secretary General Stoltenberg downplaying the significance of Finland and Sweden simultaneously joining the alliance
as Turkey refuses to ratify their membership, mostly due to a dispute with Sweden. Stoltenberg says the main question is not whether Finland and Sweden are ratified together. The main question is if they are both ratified as full members as soon as possible. Townhall.com. Republican Senator Tim Scott is said to be nearing an announcement that he is running for president.
Scott has one of the most conservative voting records in the Senate, but as the only black Republican, has also become the go-to point man on issues touching on race. Fellow Republican Senator John Barrasso praises Scott as having what he calls a Ronald Reagan Morning in America hopeful vision for the country. Scott's plans come amid a growing number of contenders who either have or are expected to announce their own campaigns. Among them, former President...
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio. And now, Carl and Linda Bott. This is Free Fire Radio.
Good morning and welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios at KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio. Good morning. Today, Valentine's Day, February the 14th, 8:05 in the morning. News brought to you by Shasta Regional Medical Center, caring, compassion, community. Shasta Regional Medical Center, healing starts here. And Liam's at the helm. And
good
what's
morning.
The weather look like, buddy?
Oh, my goodness. So we have a slight chance of snow, then showers this morning. It's snowing, man. It's not. We have a high of 51 today, a low of 32 tonight. It's going to be sunny.
Blankets on the horse.
Yeah. It's going to be sunny through Thursday. Thursday night and Friday, we're going to see a chance of rain. But other than that, we're hanging out.
Other than that, we're hanging out.
High
okay.
50s.
It's good. And, well, we still need, you know what, we still need, even though the snowpack is double what it was, or 145% higher than it was historically, we still need more. Mm-hmm. Weather reports always brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane. Shasta Gas Propane is a veteran-owned business, local business out of Anderson, that takes care of their customers. They give discounts for seniors and veterans, and they've got a lot of other special deals out to help people with the propane cost this year. You can reach them at 530-365-3793. And I'm here with Shasta Regional Medical Center and an august group here. They were totally impressed by, I was telling them what the original Valentine's Day celebration was, which still, well, I'm getting all types of looks here. But, hey, I'm here with Casey Fatch, who's the CEO of Shasta Regional Medical Center. And you want to introduce your guest today?
Sure. So we have sitting across from me my executive assistant, April Brumana, who is here to share her story about cardiac disease, and Dr. Rick Martinez. Probably you're here for the same reason, sir.
That's correct.
And Dr. Martinez is the medical director of Shasta Regional Medical Group. And then we have Dr. Oz Khan with us as well.
So, thanks for joining us today. And Go Red Luncheon Friday was a huge success. I mean, the photos I saw was a sea of red, and it was full. It was packed in there, and everybody seemed to be enjoying themselves.
Yeah, I think I found out that I have a little bit of claustrophobia kind of thing. It was we were packed in there. But
Let me get 12 more people in here. We can shut the door.
Yeah. Okay. Well, you know, Lynn Ann, she did a great job. In
booking. Oh,
she
didn't she?
The table.
Oh, yeah.
She got we had great keynote speakers and just a real good time. I think the last time we were able to do it was probably 2020.
Yeah, it's been a couple of years.
It's been a
couple
years.
So it came back with a roar.
It sure did.
It wasn't like we had 12 tables there.
Yeah, we had some great vendors booths there, and it was I guess what we're going to talk about was the subject matter and
women's heart health.
It was great stuff.
Now, Linda, who was very honored to be the MC there, told me about April, and I'd heard your story before, and now it's so great to put a face on it. But then she was just totally blown away by your talk and your story. So, April, tell us why. I mean, tell us what happened. And this is so important that women hear this.
Well, my story is basically more of my heart attack and followed with my open heart surgery is related to my family history on my father's side. I've never smoked, not overweight, eat decently, and remain active. And on my father's side, unfortunately, it's a terrible heart disease that affected all the men, and I never dreamed that. I just ignored it, thinking it was just for the men on my father's side. So my grandfather died at 61 of a heart attack. My father had three brothers and two sisters. My two aunts lived long lives, no heart issues. Unfortunately, my three uncles all died of heart attacks.
Wow.
My father died at 5 months after his open heart surgery. They all died between the ages of 43 and 63. And in my generation, I have I had 11 male cousins and 8 females. And one of the male cousins passed away from an accident, leaving 10, including my brother, 7. 7 out of the 10 have all had open heart surgeries.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah, so
oh my gosh.
I was the first female, unfortunately, that drew the short straw to have a heart attack and open heart surgery on my father's side of the family.
And is this, I mean, I've never heard statistics like that before, but is this unusual, for a family like this?
No.
To have some?
So, again, it's not unusual. I wouldn't say that it's the most common, but one of the things that's often overlooked in terms of heart disease is family history. We all talk about diet and exercise and smoking, but one of the important things to look for is asking about family history, because that way we can try to work on some of the risk factors for developing heart disease and hopefully prevent some of that from happening.
Now, April, heart attacks, from everything I've heard, in women tend to be more serious because
yeah.
You all are just strong people. And that's what happened to you, wasn't it?
Yes, technically it really started the night before. When I got home, my husband does remember this, that I said to him, I'm exhausted, so tired, and my chest is really tight. Well, what do? We just go on for the evening. Nothing else was discussed. I got up the next morning.
Did you fix dinner?
Yes. Yeah, we fixed dinner together.
Of course.
Of course.
The doctors are looking at me. So
I know. I just saw eye roll that just came through here. But,
so,
okay.
I mean, up the next morning, routine, went to work, and it was around 10 a.m. at my desk when I noticed I was experiencing some chest pain. But I just thought it was a stomach ache or gas. And the chest pain was located between my breasts, but I gave it no thought and kept working.
Okay.
And it was, I even tried to eat a little lunch. Went back to my desk not feeling good. I was tired.
Your boss should have probably sent you home.
Well, actually, I was thinking about going home because
right.
I was tired. And they told me, fortunately, I did not go home.
So did you tell people how you were feeling?
No.
You didn't?
No. I just kept working and thinking it would go away.
And then what happened?
Well, at around 1 o'clock, I noticed I had a severe pain in my right arm muscle. And I thought, my first thought was, what did I lift? But honestly, that left my thought process so quick as after attending several of these Go Reading luncheons, listening and learning, I picked up my phone and looked up heart attack symptoms. And I was just sitting there stunned and then realized it was a lot more serious.
Okay.
I was pretty sure I was having a heart attack at that point.
Are we okay?
Yeah, I just get a little emotional because I start reliving
I'm getting
it.
I'm getting emotional listening to it.
Yeah, so, no, I'm fine.
Okay.
Thank you.
So then, you realize, you know what, I'm having a heart attack. What happened then?
Well, it's ironically, Lynn Ann Foster walked up to my desk and she goes, you don't look so good. So I said, I think I'm having a heart attack. And she said, what? I said, I think I'm having a heart attack. So we went to the ER. And we started the testing process, obviously, immediately. And I even asked the ER doctor if I could go back to my desk and wait while he gets the test results. And he said no.
No, you just lay there.
So that's the beginning.
That's what happened.
Yeah,
and then,
yeah.
Boom. What did they do, doctors, when you come in and you think you're, and you may be having a heart attack? What do you all do?
So usually we'll start by asking the patient some of the symptoms that they're having in terms of heart attack. Is it chest pain? Is it shortness of breath? We start by getting an EKG or an electrocardiogram, which is 12 leads that are put on the chest to look at the electrical activity of the heart and gives us an idea of if there's any changes that are concerning for heart attack. And then usually we'll start by getting some of your vital signs, your blood pressures, your heart rates. We'll do some blood work and some lab work to look at some of the enzymes that can leak out of the heart. If you are having a heart attack, they give us an idea that there may be some stuff affecting the heart muscle. And that's usually where we start.
Okay, so you can tell by a blood test a lot of times that, whoop, yeah, for sure.
Correct.
An EKG will give you arrhythmatic it'll give you an idea there's something going on with the heart.
Yeah, it won't always show an irregular rhythm, but what it'll show is it'll show changes in certain segments of the EKG.
Okay.
And that's what we look at to see if you're having a heart attack or if there's changes consistent with that. There's different types of heart attacks that we have. Some people have heart attacks where there's changes on the EKG that show up right away. Other times there's heart attacks where the blood vessel that's affected is not 100% blocked. And so those changes don't always show up on the EKG. So that's where the lab tests are sometimes helpful because they can pick up some of that heart muscle damage.
Okay. We're going to have to take a quick break here. And we'll be right back after these messages.
Prepare for a full night of laughter with actor and comedian Whitney Cummings at Wind River Resort and Casino on Friday, March 17th. Whitney Cummings is hailed as the reigning queen of American stand-up and best known for co-creating the Emmy-nominated series Two Broke Girls. Come join us in the Wind River Resort and Casino Event Center for this night full of jokes and good times that you won't want to miss. Tickets for this event start at just $50. For tickets or complete details, visit windriver.com or call 1-800-280-YOU-WIN. Must be 21 to attend. Find your moment at Wind River Resort and Casino.
For over 50 years, House of Realty has provided experienced and effective advice to its real estate clients. Experts in residential, commercial, and investment property, we have the knowledge and tools to assist you with all of your real estate needs. Family owned and operated since 1965, we have been an active part of the Shasta County community for generations. Please call House of Realty today at 241-8300, a reputation for excellence since 1965.
It's never too late to start at Shasta College. Late start classes and 8-week compressed classes are still available. To learn more about upskilling or reskilling for a current job or career, information is online at shastacollege.edu or call one of our counselors to see how easy it is to get enrolled at 530-242-7650. Shasta College offers in-person, hybrid, and online class options to fit your busy life and responsibilities. Financial aid is available. More at shastacollege.edu.
Hi, this is Brian Martin, General Manager of River Commons, an independent senior living community. I'm excited to share with you an exclusive program we are currently offering at River Commons called our Moderate Income Program. This is an in-house program offered by Raystone Senior Living. Those who financially qualify for this program will receive a reduced monthly rate. This rate still includes all of our regular services and amenities. Included in the monthly rent are 3 chef-prepared meals daily, weekly housekeeping and linen services, scheduled transportation, activities, utilities, cable TV, and emergency medical pendant, and more. Our community also has a very friendly family feel, all set on beautiful grounds with scenic views. To learn more about our moderate income program, schedule a tour, or lunch plus a tour, please give us a call at 530-221-2121. You can also visit us on our web at river-commons.com. We look forward to hearing from you.
The official meeting of the Business to Business meeting is called to order. Business to Business, where we always say, make every transaction a win-win-win. Our guest today is Steve Clark from Minuteman Press of Reading.
Today I'd like to talk to you about business cards.
Well, I just get mine from this.
Don't say it. Don't do it. If you're thinking of ordering your business cards online, don't do it. Keep your business local.
But they're cheaper online.
Not No, business cards from Minuteman Press of Reading start at just $35, and custom design services start at $29, and you keep your money local.
Hey, that's a win!
Let us at Minuteman Press of Reading take care of your business cards. Rapid turnaround time and priced right. We also do full-service direct mail and promotional products at Minuteman Press of Reading.
Call 221-0400. That's 221-0400.
For Minuteman Press of Reading, where we design, print, and promote you.
221-0400. That's 221-0400.
Minuteman Press of Reading. Call today.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios of KCNR, 96.5 FM, 1460 AM, your talk radio. With Carl and DeBott, Linda's on assignment today. This portion of the show brought to you by Patrick Gorman, attorney at law. If you're not getting treatment for a work injury because of a denial, give Patrick a call at 530-262-2168 for a free consultation. Not every delay or question needs to go to court, and that's what he'll tell you. However, if you're not getting the treatment, since it can be life-changing and it can have an effect on you and your family, give Patrick a call. You need somebody that's going to fight for you, and Patrick is just the guy to do it. Patrick Gorman, attorney at law, 530-262-2168. We're here with Casey Fatch and from Shasta Regional, and we're talking heart health here, specifically women today, with Dr. Azeeb Khan, Dr. Richard Martinez. And our star of the day is April Brahman, and she's the one that had the heart attack, and of course Casey. And Casey, thanks so much for putting this group together. Every time you come on, you've got just great information that comes up.
Well, there's a lot of exciting stuff happening over at the hospital, other than April's bypass surgery. But we were definitely happy to see her push through that. That was. Again, those are things that sometimes with that amount of time that passes don't end well. And so we're real happy that we're able to get her taken care of.
If you're just tuning in now, April's family, the male side of the family, has a extremely strong history of heart problems, heart attacks, open heart surgery, and all this. And when it started with her, she ignored it the night before and didn't work that day. And just having the work at Shasta Regional, I mean, that helps right there, because then Lynn Ann Foster came up and said, you don't look good. And so they went down to the emergency room, found out that she's having a heart attack. They put you in the hospital for 2 days, and you had open heart surgery.
That's correct.
Now, what did they do in this for you? When open heart surgery, what did they replace, doctor? Or what did you do?
Good question. Open heart surgery is usually done by one of the heart surgeons or cardiothoracic surgeon. So what we do is when you have a heart attack, usually caused by blockages in some of the arteries of the heart. So it's called open heart surgery or bypass surgery, because what they do is they take some of your arteries from your arm, your shoulder area, and some of the veins from your leg, and they bypass the blockages. So they attach the veins and the arteries that they take and attach them to the arteries in the heart, but they bypass the areas that are blocked so that you can still get blood flow down to the heart around the blockages.
Okay. And that's what they did with you.
That's correct. They took from my leg to a vein.
You know, I know that, I know people that have had, my dad had triple bypass in his 60s. And he said it hurt more in his leg recovering than it did his chest.
That's correct. We were just discussing that before this.
Is that right?
Yeah, her legs hurt more than your chest. Yeah,
yeah, isn't that weird? Mm-hmm. So, Ron, do you have a question about this?
Yes, excuse me. Yes, I do. Thank you for taking my call.
Sure.
If someone's mom smoked during her pregnancy, are they likely to, or more likely to have a heart problem? And I'll take my answer off there. Thank you.
Okay, Ron, thanks.
Great question. So, again, smoking in pregnancy leads to a various congenital defects. One of them can be heart defects, but it's not necessarily proven to be an increased risk for heart disease.
Okay. Well, that's good to know. And I know that my mom smoked for a while because, you know, back then everybody smoked, but she didn't smoke for my sister, which shows that she likes my sister more. But April, for you, now, the average time, doctor, after somebody has open heart surgery before they go back to work is?
Usually they wait about 6 weeks to 3 months just to give it time to heal. We usually want your chest wall to heal up. We want it to be safe. We want you to feel okay. We want to make sure that you're on the right medications. You want to make sure that you're not having symptoms when you're under stress or when you're exercising, you're walking and things like that. We definitely want to give it adequate time to heal.
Well, that just makes sense to me. So, April, when did you go back to work?
Almost 5 weeks after. And I started cardiac rehab. I felt good. I visited my family physician.
Dr. Martinez, who's standing there. Who is smiling. He's been smiling. Dr. Martinez. Okay. She never told you about her history.
That's correct.
Never mentioned it. All the times you've been her family physician, never mentioned it. And then it happened, and then you find out about it. And then what are your...
Well, when she comes in and says she wants to go back to work after just a few weeks, I say, no, that's not a good idea. You need to stay off of work. But she has a mind of her own. And so she went back pretty early.
And it didn't have anything to do with the phone calls every night from Casey.
No, again, I mean, it is an awfully short time to come back to work, but I just want to say thanks for being brave enough to tell the story, because hopefully somebody out here will hear and listen. And by the way, if you're having these kind of symptoms and you're not in a hospital, call 911. Okay, otherwise.
And that's why it is so important, right, April, and I'm so happy that you came on to tell your story, because women have a tendency to have more serious heart attacks than men. Is this correct?
Yeah, so the thought behind that is that, similar to kind of April's stories, women tend to be a lot tougher than men. So they kind of try to fight through a lot of stuff versus, you know, us men, we have, like you're saying, we have a cold, we have a flu, we're in bed for 2-3 weeks, you know.
Hopefully.
So the thought process is that women generally tend to wait a little bit longer before they'll start complaining about some of the symptoms, because they'll pass it off to indigestion or heartburn or something that they ate.
And they've got work to do at home.
And women's symptoms are not always typical.
That's correct.
Typical meaning men tend to have more chest pain and tightness and heaviness, like an elephant sitting on the chest. Women don't always have those symptoms, so they tend to brush it off towards other things. They'll tend to have jaw pains or arm pains or just feeling nauseated. Symptoms that are not always associated with a heart attack, and so they tend to pass it off to something else and wait a little bit longer before they seek help.
And when you wait longer, the worse it gets. April, thank goodness.
Yes.
That.
I was in the right place.
You were still looking to push through it that day, weren't you?
Yeah, because I even thought about, like I said earlier, going home and resting because I was so tired.
Unfortunately,
would she have come back?
Fortunately, the ER is on the way there.
Would she have come back if she had gone home that day?
It's hard to say.
Yeah.
You know?
One of the doctors told me no.
I think that's one of the reasons why women don't survive as much through heart attacks. They have worse heart attacks is because they come in late.
Yeah. So, ladies and men who have your loved ones out there, if your significant other is having these, what you just heard, you need to take her down to the hospital. Take her down to Shasta Regional and say, these are the symptoms. And let them make the decision. Don't let her make the decision. And don't you make that decision. Pretend it's you. Get her down there. And because April was very fortunate where she was and the people around her, and then you looked up the symptoms. Boom. There you went. So we're so happy you're here telling us about it.
Me too.
Thank you. Oh my goodness! I had friends that have had open heart surgery in their 40s, and I mean these are healthy guys that had that. So it can strike anywhere. You just got to be aware.
Yeah, we've seen patients, you know, as young as in their 30s that have had open heart surgeries.
Oh, I'm sure. Dr. Martinez, what do you tell people, you know, after seeing this, and when you see your patients and I know that's part of your questions.
Well, you know, as a family doctor, we try to do preventative medicine. So we try to look at the risk factors for heart disease, and we try to identify those before they have a heart attack. And that's the key in family practice for preventative care. So we look at the risk factors, you know, smoking, diabetes, hypertension, family history, and we try to adjust those risk factors by asking the patient to quit smoking or lowering their cholesterol or treating their hypertension or treating their diabetes. So that's the key for us in our office.
And if they're treating it, in other words, if they're taking, they've got, you know, hypertension and they're taking the pills for it and it lowers their, you know, their blood pressure and all that, that is considered a, that takes that risk factor out.
Sure. It reduces it. It's risk reduction. So it really reduces the risk of having a cardiovascular event.
And you, April, probably didn't have any of those type of indicators besides your family.
Just my family. No, I'm.
Yeah.
Actually pretty healthy, I believe.
Until you had the heart attack.
Yeah. Right.
Well, no, I mean, that's what hits people. They've been healthy, and then all of a sudden, something happens.
Right. There's always a risk of event, like Dr. Martinez is saying. You don't eliminate the risk, but you try to significantly reduce it. So you want to modify those risk factors to try to give yourself the lowest risk possible of having a cardiovascular event.
Okay. Here's a question that came in. Is a cardiac ultrasound the same as an echocardiogram?
Yes.
Yes.
Okay. A cardiac ultrasound is an echocardiogram. Echocardiogram is an ultrasound.
So they're both the same thing. Okay. So we answer your question. All right. Let's take a quick break. And this portion of the show brought to you by our friends over at REU. Thinking about purchasing an electric car? We talked about that today. 19% of all cars in California bought last year were electric cars. Well, Redding Electric Utility has rebates available that can help offset the cost of your vehicle and charging station, whether it's an electric car or electric bicycle. Visit cityofredding.org/EV for more information about local, state, and federal rebates available. We'll be right back.
KCNR Shasta is also broadcasting at K243CT Redding.
On display now at Turtle Bay Museum. Honor, Courage, Commitment, Marine Corps Art, 1975 through 2018, featuring 36 art pieces created by Marine combat artists who documented their own experience in times of war and peace. This traveling museum exhibition is sponsored by the Marine Corps Heritage Foundation from the National Museum of the Marine Corps. Open now through April 30th. Honor, Courage, Commitment, Marine Corps Art at Turtle Bay Museum. Learn more at turtlebay.org.
At Premier Oil Change, you can be assured that our highly trained staff will take great care of you and your vehicle, from your air pressure to your windshield wipers and everything in between. We make it easy for you with our quick, convenient drive-through service. No appointment necessary. You just drive right in. We also perform our comprehensive 30-point certified service. You get to enjoy a free beverage with free Wi-Fi and earn points towards free products and services with Premier Rewards. Use Premier Services to maintain your new car warranty. Now that is a win-win. Drive in today. Learn more at PremierOilChange.com or visit us in Palisadro, located in the Holiday Market Shopping Center, or in Redding on Lake Boulevard next to Waterworks Park, or in Anderson across from Round Table Pizza. All three locations, you get a free car wash with every oil change. Premier Oil Change, home of the friendly oil change.
Premier, your friendly oil change. Premier, your friendly oil change.
This is Ted Leidy with Northern Firearms Instruction. Do you have a crazy schedule and can't seem to get to a class to qualify for your CCW, CCW renewal, or maybe learn to use that new firearm you just purchased? Consider a private class with NFI. Learn to shoot a handgun, rifle, shotgun, or even a BB gun. Classes are taught by an instructor that you choose on your dates and location. Give NFI a call at 530-999-1822 or visit us online at usgunpro.com. This is Ted Leidy, and I'll see you at the range.
Satisfy your cravings with Roliberto's Taco Shop at the corner of California and Placer in downtown Redding. Enjoy breakfast burritos from 9 a.m. to noon for only $6.99. And don't miss Taco Tuesday. Choose from chicken, beef, or ground beef tacos for only $2.25 each. Roliberto's Taco Shop also offers burritos, taco salads, and delicious combination plates, including two crispy tacos, a taco and enchilada, taco and tostada, carne asada, fajitas, and more at Roliberto's Taco Shop. Taco Shop at 1701 California Street in downtown Reading. Mention you heard this ad on KCNR and receive a free taco between 6 and 9 p.m. Open Monday through Wednesday, 9 a.m. to 10 p.m. Thursday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 2 a.m. and Sundays, 9 a.m. to 6 p.m. Order through DoorDash for delivery or call 530-605-0724 for takeout or join us at Roberto's Taco Shop at the corner of California and Placer in downtown Reading.
The City of Reading cares about clean, affordable transportation. Reading Electric Utilities' new income-qualified electric vehicle voucher program reduces the purchase or lease price on eligible new or used electric vehicles by $3,000. Fuel prices are on the rise, but RU rates remain low. EV drivers pay the equivalent of about $1.10 per gallon versus the paid price at the pump by gas vehicle drivers. Find out if you qualify at cityofreading.org/rebate and enjoy fuel savings in an EV that fits your lifestyle. Funding is limited, so don't wait. Apply now.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios of KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio. Good morning, everybody. It is Valentine's Day, 8:35 in the morning, 37 degrees out there. It's going to be cold tonight, about 32, and there's a chance of rain and snow in Reading, Liam? That's what it said, though, right?
In Reading, yeah.
Yeah, okay. All right, this portion of the show brought to you by River Commons Senior Living, not an assisted living facility. It's Northern California's premier retirement community. Beautiful accommodations, pet-friendly, gourmet food. This and much more at River Commons Senior Living. Ask them about their new program they have for moderate-income families. So, to see what they can do for you and how it can change your life for the better, contact River Commons, Brian Martin, at 530-221-2121. I'm here with Shasta Regional Medical Center, Casey Fatch, and Dr. Richard Martinez, and Az Khan, and the focal point of our story today, April Brahman, because we're talking about women's heart health. And April just told us a very moving story about her heart attack. And she works at Shasta Regional Medical Center and had, just like most women do, worked through it, fought through it, said, nah, it's indigestion. you're making me stop eating jalapenos right now because if I have I'm going, okay, is that a jalapeno? But thank God. Yes. Everything worked out.
Yes.
And then she went back to work. She's, you know, they're saying four. She said, well, it's almost 5 weeks later. And, another example of women's strength. So, Dr. Khan, the history of a person, their lifestyle, all of that is so important when it comes to heart health.
Definitely. So, like we talked about a little bit earlier, one of the risk factors for developing heart disease and heart attacks is a family history, along with some of the risk factors for smoking, diet, exercise, diabetes, high blood pressure, high cholesterol. It's kind of a combination of things that contribute to all that. So that's why it's important to
take care of yourself and have those treated. Sure. Somebody called in with a question. Chondrochondritis or?
Yeah, costochondritis.
Okay, costa.
Inflammation of kind of the chest wall area. So sometimes that could mimic heart attack symptoms because people feel chest pains in the center of the chest. But that's usually related more to inflammation of the muscle or the bone, the sternum. It's in the middle of the chest. Usually okay. Tender if you try to press on it because it's inflamed.
Do athletes get that? I had a friend that had that. I remember because he thought he'd had a heart attack, and he said, "No, it was his heart was." He said the heart area was inflamed.
Correct. Yeah, it's usually inflammation at the chest above the heart, so the muscle, the tissue, the bone that's in the center of the chest wall.
Okay. Now, Casey, you said there's some of the newest technology.
Well, yeah. So I know we've been talking about this for a while now, but we did finally receive accreditation on our GME program for internal medicine, and so we will be starting the residency program in July 1st.
Whoa, good.
Yeah, and we just got notified probably a couple of weeks ago, in between our last radio show. And so that's another thing that April's been working on. Quite frankly, I think that's probably what gave her the because it's been all. You want to talk about some heavy lifting? That's been she's been very, very key for get that program started. So
now that means we're gonna
we'll have 8 internal medicine residents in July 1st, and then we'll go for 3 years with adding 8 more each year. It's a 3-year residency, and again, it's to hopefully get, you know, physicians to come up here, train, and stay in the area. Or even like these internal medicine residents do, generally 90% of them go on to a specialty, but maybe we could get them to come back to the area as well. So,
well, that's 8 a year too, right?
It's a three-year program.
So they're... So does another set come in on the first year, and then the first year goes to the second year?
Yeah, and then we'll be up to 24.
Wow. Full.
And now, that's going to be a good resource, too, for us.
Now, what do you do? Reach out to medical schools and say, we've got this?
Well, there's two different ways. We will be advertising at this point because we haven't met the time in what they call the match, where the students match up with programs, because ours is new. And so we'll start interviewing shortly. And looking for those 8 candidates.
Wow. Okay. So
that's exciting. And then
so they come over and like follow you around, Dr. McKinney?
They may. When they do their outpatient work, they'll come out outpatient and follow us, as well as learning inpatient medicine. They'll have to learn outpatient medicine as well.
That's correct.
Yeah, it's kind of a combination of in the hospital, so inpatient, and outpatient, so outside the hospital and clinic training. So You try to be exposed as much as you can during the training so you have an idea of how different things.
Well, there's been so many, you know, like TV shows like Grey's Anatomy and all that. Of course, my favorite was Scrubs. naturally.
I'm with you, pal.
Hey, you know, it's...
The hospital...
I have relatives or doctors, and they tell me the craziest things.
The hospital that they filmed that in was at North Hollywood Hospital. It was more profitable when it was closed and they were filming Scrubs than it was when it was open as a hospital. A friend of mine who was the CFO down there told me that. It was pretty crazy.
I can see that, you know, because they pay big bucks to have that. Are there non-invasive tests that can show blockage of vessels other than a cath?
Yes, there's usually what we call stress tests, different forms of stress tests that tend to give us an idea if there's any concern for blockages in the arteries of the heart. Again, those tests are designed for stable ischemic heart disease, so not people that are having heart attacks.
Right, right.
It's for people that have some symptoms that may mimic heart attacks, people that have chest pains, you know, shortness of breath, neck pains, arm pains, and have some of the risk factors for developing heart disease. So we try to catch it early before you have a heart attack. And so stress testing is a non-invasive modality of which we use to try to diagnose heart disease before a heart attack.
I go down like every 10 years for a stress test. And the last time I went, they just put me on a table and put they put an IV in me. And what that is supposed to do is makes my heart beat faster.
Yeah, like I said, there's different types of stress tests.
And I listened to country western music and just kind of went... Yeah.
Enjoy this one. Yeah. Traditionally, people think about the treadmill when it comes to stress testing.
Oh, yeah, I've done that one, too.
Yeah, but there's other types of stress testing where we use imaging to try to enhance what information we have. So there's nuclear stress testing where we give we take a picture of the heart.
Then I've had that one done, too.
Yeah, we inject with a radioisotope that has a propensity to go to the heart muscle, and then we redo a picture of the heart. We try to compare the after picture of to the before picture, and it gives an idea of the blood flow to different parts of the heart. So if there is a concern for a blockage, the after pictures won't look the same as the before pictures because the blood won't be flowing the same through the area that's blocked. So that gives us an idea of if there's any concern for blockage.
What about like calcium scoring and then also CTA?
Yeah, so there's CTA, which is a CAT scan of the arteries of the heart. So we do a regular CAT scan, and then it's followed by an injection of contrast that goes through and fills the arteries of the heart, similar to what a cath would do. And then as it fills, we take pictures, and then we can see if there's any areas that are concerning for narrowing or blockages in the arteries of the heart. Then there's a calcium score, which is not done with contrast. It's just a a CAT scan of the chest where we look at how much calcium is built up in the arteries or around the arteries of the heart. And that's to help guide, it's being put into guidelines, one of the risk factors for developing heart disease, and to try to guide some therapy in terms of cholesterol medications and other risk factors.
Wow, so there's all types. I've taken all of them. I mean, I've had the photos of my heart, and it seems like every time I go down for the stress test that they give you, or the EKG at the VA, because my heartbeat is real low, I get kicked into the stress test.
Yep.
And, you know, frankly, just laying on the table, I really enjoyed. And my last one, as I remember now, was, oh, no, I was on the treadmill. Mm-hmm. And my heart rate wouldn't go up. So, I was like climbing a mountain at the end of it. And I'm feeling pretty stressed right now, you know, that kind of thing. But that's so important, too, is even with no indications of it, still going out and getting that stress test or, you know, just to make sure that everything is okay, that you're not starting to get blockages and everything.
Right, so that's where Dr. Martinez's group is awesome at doing that. Like he talked about some of the risk factor modification of trying to prevent you from getting to that point, whether it's blood pressure, cholesterol, diabetes, smoking.
Besides the triple bypass or the bypass, is there something that just maybe scours out all those arteries and blood vessels that may be building up? Is there something, you know? I don't know.
Not really. You know, the only ways to try to fix those blockages are is through stents or bypassing the blockages.
Okay.
The modifiers that we use, specifically the cholesterol medications and things like that, help try to make those blockages stiffer or try to thicken the wall of where the blockage is so that they don't rupture. The rupture or the tear in the wall is what causes the heart attack.
Okay. Got it. We're going to take a quick break, and this portion of the show brought to you by Cypress Square Barbershop. Cypress Square Barbershop, right off of Athens, has been my barbershop since I moved here 15 years ago. Great people down there. They have it's a veteran-owned business. They give discounts for seniors and veterans. They work by appointment, so I make a phone call, make a time that works for me, and in, out. So you give them a call at 530-244-9478, and, of course, it's man's last stronghold. Cypress Square Barbershop. We'll be right back.
There's a port on a western bay, and it serves 100 ships a day. Lonely sailors pass the time away and talk about their...
KCNR invites you to join us the second Friday of the month starting at 8 a.m. for the Gorman Law Hour featuring local attorney Patrick Gorman, a legal expert when it comes to injured workers, compensation claims, and employee claims. So, if you have a legal question or just wonder whether or not you have a legal issue or problem, talk to Patrick Gorman, attorney at law, during the Gorman Law Hour starting at 8 a.m. the second Friday of the month on KCNR.
Here's a little jingle from the Thule Kids.
You can play it, you can pause it, you can skip it, you can stop it with a hop. When the hop takes over your commercial, a hop with the hop. Where the apps are the coolest and the music is the soonest with the hop. All the cats and chicks can get their kids with the hop. Let's go!
Thank you for calling B&T Satellite at 241-3474. That's 241-DISH.
Hi, this is Doug Tooley. Are you messy Newsmax? Call me because I make TV easy and I can get it backwards. My phone number is 241-3474. In case you didn't hear that, that's 530-241-3474. Or visit us at 1007 Dana Drive, Redding, California. Check us out on the internet at btsatellite.com. Shasta County's only DISH Premier retailer. Restrictions apply. Call for details.
Hi, this is Brian Martin, General Manager of River Commons, an independent senior living community. I'm excited to share with you an exclusive program we are currently offering at River Commons called our Moderate Income Program. This is an in-house program offered by Raystone Senior Living. Those who financially qualify for this program will receive a reduced monthly rate. This rate still includes all of our regular services and amenities. Included in the monthly rent are 3 chef-prepared meals daily, weekly housekeeping and linen services, scheduled transportation, activities, utilities, cable TV, an emergency medical pendant, and more. Our community also has a very friendly family feel while set on beautiful grounds with scenic views. To learn more about our moderate income program, schedule a tour, or lunch plus a tour, please give us a call at 530-221-2121. You can also visit us on our web at river-commons.com. We look forward to hearing from you.
Founded in 1995, GI Pathology is the only physician-owned laboratory in the United States dedicated solely to the practice of gastrointestinal and liver pathology. The company provides the highest quality GI pathology diagnosis made exclusively by one of our fellowship-trained gastrointestinal and liver pathologists. GI Pathology delivers results to its Northern California client base within an industry-leading 24 hours. Call 888-2-GI-PATH or go to www.gipath.com for more information.
Clean Car Wash at the corner of Market Street and Eureka Way in downtown Reading wants to wish you a happy new year. And to celebrate the new year, Quick and Clean offers car wash packages starting at only $9. Now the winter weather is upon us when dirt and grime can really build up on your vehicle. So stop by Quick and Clean Car Wash at the corner of Market Street and Eureka Way in downtown Reading. Quick and Clean.
Welcome back. Free Fire Radio here in the studios of KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio. Hey, tomorrow we welcome the Sheriff's Office and talk more about the jail and everything else that's going on. But today I've got Shasta Regional Medical Center with me. A real interesting show. Casey Fatch, CEO of Shasta Regional, has brought with them Dr. Azeeb Khan and Dr. Richard Martinez and April Brahmana, who has told us her story about the reason that women, when they get a heart attack, it's more severe than men, and it isn't necessarily the heart attack is more severe, it's that they wait a lot longer to say, you know, I may be not feeling well. And she is the example of it and gave us her testimony, I guess that's the word, how she pushed through it for 2 days. And luckily works at Shasta Regional Medical Center, so they led her by the hand down to the emergency room. And, oh, my gosh, 2 days later, open heart surgery. That's and then she's back. So
yep.
4 weeks later, 4.5. But you've got something else that's going on, Casey. Is Watchman?
Did I get that right? There was one statistic that was brought up at the Go Reading lecture the other day. Dr. Khan mentioned that more women die from heart disease than all other forms of cancer combined. Is that accurate? I'm sure it is.
If you said leading cause of death in the United States. So if you take up all of the cancers combined for women. And compare it to heart disease, more women die of heart disease.
That was pretty astounding to me. So get out there and get your screening, women. It's very important. Otherwise, we have a new program coming out to Shasta, part of our strategy to keep people local so they don't have to go down to San Francisco or Sacramento. And fortunately enough, we have a talented new cardiologist in town, Dr. Khan, Azeeb Khan. And we have been site certified to start to deploy the Watchman device into patients that ordinarily were going down to the university hospitals. And so this is something that we're excited about. And it continues into the, you know, we started with TAVR, then we did CardioMEMS, and now we're going to launch the Watchman program. So Dr. Khan, you want to talk about that a little bit?
Yeah, so
it sounds cool.
Yeah, Watchman device. It's kind of like a little umbrella. So people that have atrial fibrillation or one of the irregular heart rhythms that come from the heart are at high risk of developing blood clots that can lead to strokes. So normally people that have atrial fibrillation, we put them on blood thinners to keep that blood thin so that blood clot can't form and reduce the risk of stroke. Now some people have issues with the blood thinners, whether it's bleeding, whether they're in high-risk fields or they enjoy you know, high-risk activities, snowboarding, skiing, you know, all of that stuff. So the FDA has an approved device. It's called the Watchman device. About 90% of patients that have AFib tend to develop those blood clots and a certain outpouching in the heart. So what the Watchman does, it's an umbrella that kind of covers where that outpouching is in the heart so that those blood clots that form can't get out to the rest of the body. And with that, they generally only need about 6 weeks of blood thinners and then can be weaned off to an aspirin or less intense blood thinner after that.
Okay, so this is a something you implant.
This is something obviously that's implanted. Again, it's minimally invasive, meaning there's no open heart surgery for it. We usually go through one of the veins in the leg or the groin area. We take the device up. We go into the heart, and it comes on a balloon. And so we open it up, put it into the little outpouch in the heart, and then we usually know right away whether it's sealed off or not. The nice part is that the newest device, which is what the one that we will have, has the ability to reposition it. So if we look at it and we feel like it's not in the right place, we can pull it back in and reposition it right away and put it in the right place.
Okay. Wow.
So patients that are on blood thinners, some of the side effects of the blood thinners that we see that can be eliminated from having this procedure. What would you?
Correct. Yeah, the most common reason why we stop blood thinners is because people have bleeding. So whether you have bleeding, if you vomited blood, if you've had bleeding in the brain, if you've had bleeding in your bowel movements or your stools, people that have cancer that are high risk for bleeding because their blood counts are too low. And again, like I mentioned, some of the people who have high-risk activities or hobbies or work, those people are the people that we're trying to identify that would be good candidates for this because it reduces your risk of stroke to the same as if you were taking a blood thinner, but it only has to be done for a short period of time.
And it's a one-day stay in the hospital?
Correct, yes, one-day stay in the hospital.
So I have to comment because I have an 80-year-old patient who had a Watchman. She had it done down south before we were doing it up here, and for 10 years she was bleeding. And she was anemic for 10 years, meaning her red cells were low. She was tired. We'd do all kinds of scopes and tests to find the bleeding. We could never find the bleeding. And she had the Watchman device about a year ago, and it virtually changed her life. So she's no longer anemic. She's no longer tired. She no longer feels poorly, and she's basically doing great. And at 80 years old, it was no big deal to put in the Watchman device.
Okay. So this is another huge thing that you guys have done.
It is.
Know, the TAVR replacement, the Watchman, the other things. And we were talking about that pillow that people can lie on.
Oh, the CardioMEMS.
Yeah, the CardioMEMS.
Yeah. You want to talk about how many? You guys have avoided a lot of hospitalizations.
I got a few minutes here.
Yeah, so the CardioMEMS is a little device that's put into one of the blood vessels from the lungs to the heart. What that does is it monitors how much fluid you have building up around your heart. One of the reasons that people tend to come into the hospital over and over again is because of congestive heart failure or a weak heart. And what happens is when the heart doesn't pump forward, a lot of that fluid can backs up into the lungs, makes people feel short of breath, backs up into the body, causes lots of swelling. What the CardioMEMS device does is it goes into that artery and it can try to measure the pressures inside the heart. So it tries to detect that fluid buildup before it happens. And what the patients can do, they lay on a pillow every morning for a few minutes, and it does those readings for them. So it gives us those pressure readings. And
it sends them to you.
It sends them remotely to us so we can look at them. So we can try to pick up when they're building up fluid before it shows up in their lungs, before it shows up in their legs and their bodies, and try to adjust the medications before doing that to avoid them having to come into the hospital.
So it works.
It works, correct.
Yep. Wow.
Yeah, pretty impressive.
Well, every year. Every week, something new happens. April, thank you so much for coming in and sharing with us. And who knows, we may have saved a few lives this morning.
I hope so. And I'd just like to remind Shasta Regional, we're having our ladies' night out next Tuesday, the 21st, 5:30 p.m. to 7:30 p.m. at 1355 East Street on the first floor. And you get free, we're promoting women's cardiac health, free testing for all women.
That's
and you
great.
You can go on our website and sign up.
Oh, yeah. Why not do that?
Yeah, exactly.
Because people are like you.
Yes.
I mean, really, they're like you. That
talk to your family doctor.
Tell your family physician.
Well, and that's the thing. More importantly, get into the medical group. We're taking new patients, Dr. Martinez.
Okay.
Right? So we can get that
screening done. Yes, we're expanding. We have a new nurse practitioner that started last week. So we have two nurse practitioners, a physician assistant, two MDs, and we just acquired a Dr. Maiden's practice down in Anderson. So we're going to plan on expanding that practice as well. And we're trying to increase the availability for physicians and medical care to the whole community.
Great. Good, because people are always looking, you know, doctors retire. And so now here's a place right here, the Shasta Regional Medical Group, if you're looking to get a long-term doctor. Dr. Martinez is going to be there another 30 years.
Yes, hopefully.
Well, thank you so much, Dr. Khan, Dr. Martinez, April
thank
especially.
You.
And Casey, you thank always you. Have an well, interesting we, show. I mean, I can play this one again.
We've got a lot of stuff going on, that's for sure.
Okay.
Thank thanks
right,
for the
take
opportunity.
Care.
Thank you.
Thank you for having us.
You bet. Okay, tomorrow the sheriff will be on. I've got a couple other guests rolling through on Wednesday. Everybody have a safe day today. We may get snow. We may get rain. But who knows? Have a great day, and God bless America.
Well, I won't back down. No, I won't back down. You can stand me up.